It's tea time. So we're going to dive right into concerns, irrationality, and things that I think about now that I am pregnant and expecting a family. All right, so we're going to talk about parents' love. How do you explain to your children when they get older about why grandma and grandpa are so different? And that's a hard one because my parents didn't learn love in the classical sense of what America would consider parental love. They grew up in a third world country. Their parents put them to work immediately when they were kids. Yeah, they ran around in like countryside, third world country streets. They lived in villages. They ran and they took showers in waterfalls. Like that was their youth. They lived kind of wild, but they also had restrictions. Their parents didn't really know how to love my parents. So my parents didn't really know how to love us. For them, it was harder. And for me, because I had to learn over time as I became an adult, that was their way of loving us. It's not excusing them of how they parented me. Yes, if I were to list the things that were taught to me by my parents, they do come off very, very emotionally abusive. But how do I explain that to my kids? My kids are going to be third generation American. They're not going to receive the same kind of treatment that I received because, you know, that's not what we want for our children. We never want what we received as punishment or as I would like to call it, what not to do. So how do I explain that to them? It was also hard. Prepare myself now before my child is born for many, many years later when my child starts developing awareness and realization. Like the way grandma and grandpa talk to me is not the way my husband's side of the grandpa and grandpa treats them. Because my husband's side of the family is American, many, many generations American. Whereas my parents are first generation from another country. So how do I explain that? And the only thing I could tell them right now that I have made a decision on is if grandma or grandpa say certain things that you don't agree with, you can always walk away. Just know that grandma and grandpa, they love you differently. I don't want to excuse the way that they might treat my child. I also don't want to excuse how they have treated me. But at the same time, how do you tell your kids that the way that grandma and grandpa talks is not very loving? It's actually kind of mean. It's kind of demeaning. How do you explain that to them? And that's the only thing I could do right now that I have decided on is to tell them that. And I even wrote in a journal about this because it just bothered me. Just one day I was working and I suddenly saw this family come through and I could definitely tell first generation grandparents, second generation American parents, and then third generation kids. And I could just see the difference in the way that the grandparents treat their kids versus their kids treating the grandparents' grandkids. I do notice that sometimes when you didn't receive something as a child, a lot of those parents who didn't receive unconditional love, objects that they wanted as a child, they tend to give their children everything. And that's not what I'm aiming for. I'm not aiming to spoil my child and just give them everything that they want just because I lacked it when I was a child. I want them to realize that certain behaviors are not okay, but I'm not going to treat them the way that my parents treat me when I had behavioral issues as a child. And at the same time, I don't want to spoil my child because I want my child to understand. I want them to be aware. And I'm hoping that my child and hopefully my siblings' children too are brought up with better awareness and understanding and forgiveness. So in the journal, I wrote, heartbeat. How can I explain my parents' love was verbal disappointment and food? My unnecessary worries stem from my own reaction to finding my best way out of their home. Literally two states away. That's how far I moved. How would I explain to my child, their grandchild, if they were to witness and experience the negative version of love? And that kept going through my brain. How do I explain that? That's not how you should love. Unfortunately, grandpa and grandma won't change because they were never taught differently. And even when they came here, they had a chance to cultivate a new way of raising us. And they did, to be very honest. They probably did less to us than what my parents' parents has done to them and their siblings. It's hard. It's hard to explain it. There is their form of love where, like, when they feed you, when you guys all come together, communal singing, communal support, and farming, harvesting at the same time, they weren't given the opportunity over like the generations to learn to love softer in their eyes. If you mess up, you mess up, you get berated, but I'll still feed you at the end of the day, but know to learn to be better. Sometimes it was physical. Children would get whipped by bamboo sticks. I was actually one of those kids. I did get hit as a child. And yes, that is abuse, but I would never do that to my child. That is something that my parents didn't learn to get rid of because they weren't given the amount of education that parents here in America did. However, there are people who can disprove me because children getting whipped were here in America too, many decades ago. It just didn't leave in a certain time frame. And for my parents, if you were to put them in the countryside, a child getting whipped because they weren't behaving or listening to your parents is normal. And that's kind of sad. And how do I not normalize that? How do I tell my child when they do witness that, if they were to witness that, how do I explain to them? It's not okay. Unfortunately, that's what they grew up with. What do you do if your child encounters that? And that's like my biggest fear is I want my child to grow up to know their grandparents. But at the same time, I have that hesitation of, but that's not the environment that I want my child to grow up in. The second page, I wrote, would I cover it up with a, that's just how they are? No. I would like to tell them like this. Your grandma and grandpa, aka Ong and Gu, that's what we call them in my language, grew up living in the country where children were made to work. Their parents never learned how to love the way we do. They were a lot harder on them than Ong and Gu is on you. Basically, grandma and grandpa is on you. It's not justification or an excuse. I'm trying to teach them humility, understanding, and when it's a good time to walk away if it's too toxic. That's what I did. I moved 2 states away because I want them to know. On the last page, I wrote, my hopes is my end note, is to never have to explain their bad behavior away, and they only receive love and care from my parents. That love has come more unconditional and open with their age. I will not give up the path to better myself as a parent. I will not avoid finding a healthy way to explain to my parents and child what is and isn't okay for their treatment. And that's what I wrote. I will continue to try and figure out ways in which I can educate my child and my parents in the conditions that they care for my child. They never be treated unfairly and cruelly. Treat my kid as if how you want it to be treated, fully loved. Thanks for listening, guys.
Time to start a new brew.